pigeons on the roof had all stopped cooing. Outside the night was hot, the moon was bright. The shadow of a tree, as I could plainly see, hung darkly on my wall throughout the night. That tree's overgrown beside my window. I can almost reach its branches from my bed. And on that night, an owl, with his face in his scowl, was sitting on a branch quite near my head. I drew my breath in sharply when I saw him. He stared into my eyes and then he blinked, trying not to seem afraid. As I lay there in the shade, I fixed him in my gaze and then I winked. He seemed to take that wink to be a signal. And with a gentle hop, he left the tree, landing on my window ledge and sitting there upon its edge. He shook his head and then winked back at me. Then that owl said, "Good evening," as I listened. I pinched myself, I thought it was a dream.
It was a dream.
But I was awake all right, I had been awake all night. Then he said, "I know how strange this all must seem, but I've come to bring a message to you humans, from all the wild creatures of this earth. And so without delay, this message to relay, I'll say my piece to you for what it's worth. Once this world belonged to all its wild things, who lived on land or sea or in the air, whether large or small, there was room here for us all, till man began to move in everywhere. And then you humans started tearing down our forests and damming up our rivers and our streams, pouring filth into the seas that spreads like a disease, choking off our lives to suit your dreams. And now the air we breathe is filled with poison, that your factories and cars spew out each day. With every passing year, more of us disappear. You kill us off because we're in your way. No animal can fight against a tractor or ever stand a chance against a gun. There isn't any doubt that time is running out, and the dreadful things you do can't be undone. With those words, the owl flew out my window. He never stopped to take a backward glance. I lay there in my bed, thinking back on what he'd said, of how this was the animal's last chance. The moon went down as I lay lost in thought. The sun rose like an eagle on the wing. The night had passed away, and with the dawning day, the birds upon my roof began to sing.